your absolute time frames, for it is simply not possible. We have discussed this previously as well. Every passing moment of every passing day has effect upon projections and probability outcomes. It is simply impossible for us to update you as often as it would be necessary, besides which it would merely create more confusion and frustration on your part, and you ones already have ample dosage of such. However, know that the only thing that has changed at this point is the time frame. The faults remain in a weakened, fragile state. The volcanic activity is still occurring. The weather patterns are continuing to change constantly, creating all sorts of problems. The magnetic grid is still being tampered with and causing physical, emotional, and psychological problems with people. Your governments are still playing the game of cat and mouse with you ones, and on and on and on. You must therefore continue to hold the light of God about you, taking the truth unto all the corners of your globe, to all that will receive same. This truth is still the light in the darkness. And they that are the bearers of the light have taken on a great responsibility that is not always what your world would refer to as a fun life. Yet it is absolutely necessary, the only hope your world has. So let that light shine forth brightly and proudly, for it shall be a blessing unto your planet. Let us draw this to a close, as the hour has grown late, and it has been a very long day. As always, I leave you with the blessing of Holy God and his hosts. Thank you, ones, for your service, for without you, ones, your world would be forever destined to remain in the darkness. Konios Kuklir, Salut.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly, and thank you, Ed. And I won't protect your mother. I don't know how much it takes, but it usually takes 17 hours without hot food in the dark to understand. And that's a gentle nudge. Wait till you get the severe nudges. And along those lines, I would like to just say, for one who will also be interested, I would suggest that you keep in mind what we talked about before with the electrolyte solution. I believe that if you will put... I'm going to have to calculate this myself. You'll want 2 teaspoons of soda. Now take a gallon of water. Four teaspoons of salt. Make it iodized salt. Very important for radiation possibilities. Until that point, it's unimportant. 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar should do it. You may want even a little bit less. Now, into that gallon of water, if you really need a little sucrose, a little sugar of some kind. And, of course, the easiest way to do it with a little tad of flavor that kind of knocks these other minerals would be just to empty a small package of Jell-O. You need what is in Jell-O. You need a little tad of gelatin. You can replace that with other things if you want to. And of course, you would be doing very well if you put a little Gambian in there. But that's up to you. That would give you a superb balanced solution, and you can adjust that according to your circumstances. If you are in immediate danger of radiation, you would obviously tend it with increased cream of tartar, maybe even increase the salt a little bit, and it would be good then if you just took like a dropper bottle of iodine. And don't put even a drop shake it, good. And then maybe rinse the iodine dropper. It will be a glass dropper. It will not be a squeeze bottle. It'll be an applicator, a glass applicator, to get a little bit increased iodine into that. Those are things you can tamper with later. But it wouldn't hurt you now to begin to have, say, a glass of that a day. And if you want to put it in Mugu, something of that sort, good, better. Yes.
First, I want to raise two questions. First one is, I assume you mean water that's been treated with, a gallon of water that's been treated with 7 drops of hydrogen peroxide.
Well, yes, you'll want to start with pure water, or water at least from a clean source.
And then I would add one other thing. The Casey people, the people in Virginia Beach that still have a lot of Casey's products, still have a product called Atomidine, which was Casey's recommendation of iodine that's been broken down into an atomic form that's assimilatable. Now, they have to sell it as a antiseptic, but a few drops in this mixture here as a source for iodine is excellent.
Very good. Maybe someone would take the responsibility of getting some.
Did you say soda with that?
Yes.
Baking soda?
There's baking soda.
2 teaspoons?
Yeah. 2 teaspoons. 4 teaspoons of salt. Start out with no more than 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar. Yes. Just plain cooking soda. Don't go to the washing type of soda because it's going to be very caustic and disagreeable. How much time? You must be out.
We're just about to turn to the last side of the last tape.
Have you had enough and you want to go on for another half of the side of the tape? With some questions. Anyone have any questions?
I have a question. Separate on
that. Well, since we have time, let's just go with questions until we're ready to go.
I've been working on how to word this, and it's not, I'm not finding it easy, but relative to the challenges we have in the third dimension of learning lessons about the ego, is there still growth along those lines in the fourth dimension? I'm trying to get a feel for a better perspective on where you might be coming from and the other hosts. Or is the ego a total non-issue in the fourth dimension?
Well, you're assuming that I'm in the fourth dimension, and I don't run around in the fourth dimension. I very frequently am in that dimension. No, it is not a problem. It can develop. You see, there's never the black and the white of higher dimension. There will always be the intent in varying levels of perfection, of goodness, say. And evil itself is not allowed into the higher dimensions, but you're going to find some of it in the fourth dimension. It will not be expressed as you see it in the third. But yes, it can be a problem. But not one that you need to concern yourself with. Anyone with so severe an ego problem that would be a problem in the fourth dimension would not make it. There would be in between levels of growth. Fourth dimension doesn't mean a lot. There is a transition into a finer frequency or a finer state, and most ones will make that without recognizing any physical change, and when you get into that dimension, still expressing, quote, as a human, which is what you are trying to struggle to do with every last ounce of your being. You don't like it the way it is, but by golly, I'm going to take it with me if I can, type of attitude. That is part of that transition, as you have the probability of making it now. won't be that many that will be able to make it that way.
Begun by you who are of the light. Each step forward is a milestone in these days of trouble. Yet do not be so overwhelmed by the victories, lest your enemy attack from another direction. For this is always the case. The enemy does not take well to losing his battles. And you ones can rest assured that each time you see a small victory for freedom and for God, the enemy will strike back even harder, for his time grows ever shorter with each passing day. Therefore, it is more important than ever to allow your light to shine outward, that you are vigilant, for the battle is not yet finished. This fight shall be won one small victory at a time, consistently. You still have before you many serious battles, one of which is the man-made and genetically altered viruses. Has the little plague episode in the Four Corners region gone away? What do you think? The problem still exists, but you ones are simply being programmed through your elite-controlled media to switch attention to other things. For instance, how about your president's trip to Japan and his giving away billions upon billions of dollars to other countries, which you do not have? Yet your own vice president offers to loan money with interest to the farmers in your own country. Does this not raise some eyebrows out there somewhere? Wherein lies the loyalty of those ones who are your leaders? Wake up, America, for your shopkeepers are giving away the store to the enemy. These farmers are up to their necks in farm loans and subsidies, which the government knows full well can never be repaid, and yet they offer still more indebtedness to those whose very lives have been washed away down the river. Charity is a most wonderful quality, yet, as your old saying goes, charity begins at home. Your nation cannot support itself, yet it is going to support more foreign countries? People, your nation is bankrupt. There is no money to loan or give away. So do not be lulled into thinking that all is well with your world, for all is not well, and the viruses have not gone away. There will now be new rounds of new bacteria and viruses from all the flooding along the Mississippi, for the water treatment plants have all flooded and are incapable at this time of providing drinkable water for consumption and are incapable of treating the wastewater as well. And with all the wet areas, the mosquito population can be expected to increase, along with the associated diseases. In addition to the flooding, there have also been extremely high winds and tornadoes. The crops and fields are completely gone, and much livestock has been killed as well now. So you can expect shortages and higher prices in the months to come, as this area of your country is the breadbasket of the world. The losses are already being estimated as exceeding that which was lost during your hurricanes of last year. What effect do you suppose this will have upon your already floundering insurance companies? Will they now threaten to pull out of the Midwest? Or will this finally be the straw that bankrupts the insurance industry? So you see, Charles, things are not well with your world. That is why it is so important that you ones continue to remain ever vigilant. For while you might be busy guarding the back door, the fox can slip in the front. It is therefore important to keep watch on all fronts. Let us move our attention now to a different subject. There has been renewed seismic activity which occurred within your Pacific Ocean this past week. The events of which I speak are two earthquakes in the region of the Easter Islands. On July 5th, there was an earthquake registering at 5.5 on your scales, and on July 6th, there was another shaker that registered 6 on your scales. These two are especially significant due to their location. As we have discussed in the past, in this area there's a cluster of approximately 1,100 volcanoes, all of which are considered active, This chain of volcanoes is situated along the eastern side of the Pacific Rise, an underwater chain of mountains in the Pacific Ocean extending from the Baja coast south, the full length of South America. Remember also that in this area you will find the confluence of five plates, the Pacific Plate, the Antarctic Plate, the Nazca Plate, the Cocos Plate, and the North American Plate. The Pacific Plate, Nazca Plate, Cocos Plate, and Antarctic Plate are moving away from one another, while on the opposite side of those plates, all these plates are converging with yet other plates. The area where the plates are pulling apart from one another is known as a spreading center. The pulling apart splits the crust, allowing the hot mantle material to push the lithosphere upward and is responsible for the presence of the volcanoes. These volcanoes have been doing a lot of rumbling, which is producing the earthquakes of late in the area. So this is definitely an area of your world to keep your eyes on. Also, remember that any seismic or volcanic activity involving the Pacific Plate, and especially on the eastern side of the plate, has direct effect upon you ones who reside on the west coast of North America, for all is interconnected. Just yesterday, July 8, you ones had another shaker in the Barstow area. I believe it was reported to be in the 3.8 area, or something like that. There have also been other related small shakers associated with this one. On July 1, there was a small trembler near the Northern California coastal town of Salinas. So as you can see, all is not quiet on the earthquake front. The Alaska area continues to shake, as does the Indonesian area. So just because you ones are not seeing or hearing this from your controlled media does not mean that nothing is taking place. It is simply business as usual in keeping such information from you ones. The controllers would rather have you informed about the latest diet, latest fashions, and the Hollywood gossip. For this way, you are kept pacified and pablum fed, sheltered and protected from all the bad news, such as that which the hosts bring unto your world. I'm going to interrupt right here because Commander mentioned a little bit earlier about Japan having little time left. There was, in last evening, sometimes in yesterday afternoon, last evening, within a four-hour area, there were, I think, three good-sized plates off the east coast of Japan, within 4 hours of each other. So Japan ought to count its numbers downward from 10. Now, back to Soltec. Do we enjoy spreading doom and gloom? Of course not. Yet you ones have greater need for this information than that which you are being spoon-fed. For as we have stated in the past, knowledge is the only effective weapon against the enemy. This enemy cannot be defeated with guns and arrows, for it is, first of all, a spiritual battle in which you ones find yourselves, and you simply cannot shoot your way out of a spiritual battle. The only thing shooting will get you is dead, and then the enemy will have won the round. Certainly you will continue onward, but should you desire or need to continue your work here, you will have to re-enter the world from birth and begin all over again. So it is not only foolish, it is also not time effective. And time is of the utmost importance to you ones today. You are rapidly running out of it. Your eastern United States is presently in the grips of a terrible heat wave, with record high temperatures everywhere. This is in the same area that experienced the winter storm of 93 this past winter. I am telling you ones that you are being bombarded with a vengeance at this time, and unfortunately, it only promises to get worse. I am reminded by my scribe of a statement made at the beginning of 1993 by one of your psychics on the television program Sightings. He stated that 1993 was going to be one of those years in which people would want t-shirts saying, "I survived 1993. So far, Kelly believes that this person was right on target.
Let me interrupt now. Any of you watching Sightings on Friday night, it was a rerun, only an update of Skydam. When they start rerunning and bringing updated material, on any of these psychic phenomena, you better start paying attention. There's a reason. Thank you, Ed. Go ahead.
That was sneaky, the way they brought that in an update.
Yes.
So far, Kelly believes that this person was right on target, and the year is only half over. So hold on to your hats. It's not over yet. It is therefore important for you ones to continue to stay informed and not become lax in your preparations. Hear that, Mother dear? For come today, tomorrow, you will be glad that when the time comes that you have prepared in advance. We cannot give you absolute time frames, for it is simply not possible. We have discussed this previously as well. Every passing moment of every passing day has effect upon projections and probability outcomes. It is simply impossible for us to update you as often as it would be necessary. Besides which, it would merely create more confusion and frustration on your part, and you ones already have ample dosage of such. However, know that the only thing that has changed at this point is the time frame. The faults remain in a weakened, fragile state. The volcanic activity is still occurring. The weather patterns are continuing to change constantly, creating all sorts of problems. The magnetic grid is still being tampered with and causing physical, emotional, and psychological problems with people. Your governments are still playing the game of cat and mouse with you ones, and on and on and on. You must therefore continue to hold the light of God about you, taking the truth unto all the corners of your globe, to all that will receive same. This truth is still the light in the darkness, and they that are the bearers of the light have taken on a great responsibility that is not always what your world would refer to as a fun life. Yet it is absolutely necessary, the only hope your world has. So let that light shine forth brightly and proudly, for it shall be a blessing unto your planet. Let us draw this to a close, as the hour has grown late, and it has been a very long day. As always, I leave you with the blessing of Holy God and his hosts. Thank you, ones, for your service. For without you, ones, your world would be forever destined to remain in the darkness. Tonios to clear. Salud.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. And thank you, Ed. And I won't protect your mother. I don't know how much it takes, but it usually takes 17 hours without hot food in the dark to understand. And that's a gentle nudge. Wait till you get the severe nudges. And along those lines, I would like to just say, for one who will also be interested, I would suggest that you keep in mind what we talked about before with the electrolyte solution. I believe that if you will put... I'm going to have to calculate this myself. You'll want 2 teaspoons of soda. Now take a gallon of water. Four teaspoons of salt. Make it iodized salt. Very important for radiation possibilities. Until that point, it's unimportant. 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar should do it. You may want even a little bit less. Now, into that gallon of water, if you really need a little sucrose, a little sugar of some kind. And, of course, the easiest way to do it with a little tad of flavor that kind of knocks these other minerals would be just to empty a small package of Jell-O. you need what is in Jell-O. You need the little tad of gelatin. You can replace that with other things if you want to. And of course, you would be doing very well if you put a little Yam Dram in there. But that's up to you. That would give you a superb balanced solution. And you can adjust that according to your circumstances. If you are in immediate danger of radiation, you would obviously tend it with increased cream of tartar, maybe even increase the salt a little bit. And it would be good then if you just took like a drop or bottle of iodine and don't put even a drop, shake it good, and then maybe rinse the iodine dropper. It will be a glass dropper. It will not be a squeeze bottle. It'll be an applicator, a glass applicator, to get a little bit increased iodine into that. Those are things you can tamper with later. But it wouldn't hurt you now to begin to have, say, a glass of that a day. And if you want to put it in Mugu, something of that sort, good, better.
Better?
Yes.
First, I want to raise two questions. First one is, I assume you mean water that's been treated with, gallon of water that's been treated with 7 drops of hydrogen peroxide.
Well, yes, you'll want to start with pure water, or water at least from a clean source.
And then I would add one other thing. The Casey people, the people in Virginia Beach that still have a lot of Casey's products, still have a product called Atomidine, which was Casey's recommendation of iodine that's been broken down into an atomic form that's assimilatable. Now, they have to sell it as a antiseptic, but a few drops in this mixture here as a source for iodine is excellent.
Very good. Maybe someone would take the responsibility of getting some.
Did you say soda with that?
Yes.
Baking soda?
Just baking soda.
2 teaspoons?
2 teaspoons. 4 teaspoons of salt. Start out with no more than 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar. Yes. Just plain cooking soda. Don't go to the washing type of soda because it's going to be very caustic and disagreeable. How much time? You must be out.
We're just about to turn to the last side of the last tape.
Have you had enough, or do you want to go on for another half of the side of the tape with some questions? Anyone have any questions?
I have a question. So I put it on the...
Well, since we have time, let's just go with questions until we're ready to go.
Hello.
I've been working on how to word this, and it's not, I'm not finding it easy, but relative to the challenges we have in the third dimension of learning lessons about the ego, is there still growth along those lines in the fourth dimension? I'm trying to get a feel for a better perspective on where you might be coming from and the other hosts. Or is the ego a total non-issue in the fourth dimension?
Well, you're assuming that I'm in the fourth dimension, and I don't run around in the fourth dimension. I very frequently am in that dimension. No, it is not a problem. It can develop. You see, there's never the black and the white of higher dimension. There will always be the intent in varying levels of perfection, of goodness, say. And evil itself is not allowed into the higher dimensions, but you're going to find some of it in the fourth dimension. It will not be expressed as you see it in the third. But yes, it can be a problem, but not one that you need to concern yourself with. anyone with so severe an ego problem that would be a problem in the fourth dimension would not make it. There would be in between levels of growth. Fourth dimension doesn't mean a lot. There is a transition into a finer frequency or finer state, and most ones will make that without recognizing any physical change, and when you get into that dimension, still expressing, quote, as a human, which is what you are trying to struggle to do with every last ounce of your being, you don't like it the way it is, but by golly, I'm going to take it with me if I can, type of attitude. That is part of that transition, as you have the probability of making it now. Won't be that many that will be able to make it that way. And about the time that you make it, you'll realize you didn't really need it or want it. But there are some purposes for having the physical form, even in a more refined state. In that level of next progression where you're headed, there always must be the guides. So it's not a big problem, but yes, it can be. Your journey toward goodness doesn't really get cut and dried until you get a little higher. And then it's still intent. You just have learned, and your intent is toward that goodness. Because there's so many other wonderful things to do.
That is the end of this meeting. Sorry for all the mix-ups on the tape. It was being recorded live. Side A got recorded over again, so I fixed it the best I could. Thank you.